Well, David, 220 to 15 points, that makes impressive reading.
Yeah, look, at halftime, I suppose the game was still well in the balance. We're only 2 points up, but we were impressed with how it performed in the second half.
Yeah. You lay the foundation, I suppose, in the first half with that goal at the same time and give you a bit of breathing space. Even though it was only two at halftime, you had gone to five just before halftime.
Yeah, but to be fair to Milford, they clawed it back. And I think, we conceded 8 points from frees in the first half, which is definitely a worry, and it's something we spoke about at halftime. I think, thankfully, in the second half, I think we brought that down to maybe one or two frees, So, that's a big area now, because all top teams have someone capable of kicking the ball over, 45, 50 metres out.
And as you saw today, Carl McGettigan is quite capable of doing that.
Yeah.
So he can really punish you.
And he did, he did throughout the game. It's something really have to improve on, really.
Yeah. Most of your scores today came... All but two of the first half scores were from play, so that's something to be positive about.
It is, and I suppose with Owen and Rory in there, they're good players, and if they get quality ball in, we're hoping they will do damage against most sides,
Yeah. This is a very youthful St. Junan side, hardly recognisable, isn't it? You see Rory Kavanagh and Conall Dunn on the sideline, and obviously Keelan Ward, Niall O'Donnell and Eamon Doherty not available.
Yeah, look, it's at times you're in there and you're looking around, it's almost like a schools team, So again, it's really about development for these players and bringing them up to speed with senior level. I suppose we're harping about it a lot, that the difference between minors and 21s to seniors, even the physicality is huge, and it's going to take these boys time to adapt, But,
yeah.
Thankfully, we think we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah. You're probably up to third place in the league, I think, now at the moment, but probably you're going to be, 10 points behind Kilcare still, I think.
Well, look, I think Kilcare have the league won, and rightfully so. They've been the most consistent side throughout the league. I suppose for us, we really just, we use the league to get the young fellas up to speed.
Yeah.
And we weren't really that concerned now about where we finished,
Yeah, building for the championship.
Yeah, it's probably about 6 weeks out, So, like all the teams now, we're really going to knuckle down in training and, all paths lead to good door away,
Yeah. And tell me, in terms of the young lads coming through, a lot of that great under 16 minor team of the last few years coming through, Niall Hannigan, players like that.
Yeah. I mean, at minor level, units have been fairly successful over the last few years. So it's just really these lads are coming through, and they've had to be patient. You really do have to earn your spot on this team. And again, it's all based on training, how they train. If they train well, they'll get their chance.
Yeah, I counted 10 different scores today. Another pleasing aspect.
Yeah, but I mean, football's a funny old game. If you go back to 2 weeks ago against Kilcare, I think we'd only maybe 3 or 4 points scored after 60 or 50 minutes. So, it's just one of those things. Today, the ball went over the bar, but other days, like 2 weeks ago, we really struggled, So we won't be reading too much into it.
214 or 220 tonight or today, 214 on Friday night. It's been a good weekend.
Yeah, and mentally it's been a tough weekend. St. Michael's, again, another team we faced in the championship, and we had a really tough game down there, but thankfully got through that. Recovered well yesterday, and again, we performed well in the second half today.